Hello and welcome to this edition of DE Cast. My name's Rob Bagby. I'm a developer evangelist for Microsoft Corporation. And this is one of a few screencasts I'm doing illustrating how to implement some of the various mapping scenarios available to you in the Entity Framework. In this screencast, we're going to be talking about table per hierarchy inheritance and how to implement that. In a previous screencast you might have watched, I illustrated how you could build an inheritance hierarchy from a model that looks something like this. So it's called table per type, and each table maps to an entity within that hierarchy. So you would see you have a person entity and a student entity that implements a person entity and a business student that implements a student. And we were able to do that relatively easily. Well, in this screencast, we're going to be illustrating how I can build that same hierarchy from a data model that looks like this. Students, instructors, business students, administrators are all stored within one table, and there's a column called a discriminator column that defines which type of person that person is. So in this case, this is an integer column, and an integer of 1 defines that the person's a student, 4 is a business student, 2 is an instructor, and 3 is an administrator or an admin. And then we've got some columns in here that are specific to differing types. So first name and last name are the person level, hire date is for an instructor, admin date is for an administrator, enrollment date is for a student, credits and degree are also student, and business credits and discipline are business students. So all of the data that was stored in this model is actually stored inside of this one table, and the discriminator column helps us define which types of people those are. Let's go ahead and illustrate how we can build out an inheritance hierarchy from this very simple data model. So I'm opening up my friend Visual Studio. You can see I've got a little console application built here. I'm going to simply right-click and add a new item. And I'm going to add an ADO.NET entity data model. And we're just going to call it school. And let's click add. And we're going to generate from the database. And I'm going to go ahead and choose my school data connection. If you're interested in downloading this database, you can go out to my blog, robbagby.com, and download the database from there. And here we're just going to select one table. All we need is our person table. And we're good to go. So now the designer's going to go out and build out one entity that maps to my one table that I chose. And here's that entity. Now what we want to do is add in a whole bunch of other entities, but the first thing I want to do is go ahead and just change the name of the entity set to people, because that's the plural, and that's what I'm going to get back when I get a collection of these. So now let's just go ahead and start adding in our other entities from our hierarchy. So I'm going to go ahead and add in a student, and let's set its base type to be person. Move that up here. Let's go ahead and add in an admin or an instructor. So it's base type to person. Let's go ahead and add in an admin. Base type of person again. And then lastly, let's add in a business student. And we'll set the base type this time to student. And so we're moving right along here. Next thing I want to do is I want to take out each of these properties from my person entity that are specific to a specific subtype. So for instance, hire date, I'm just going to cut that, and I'm going to put the hire date into my instructor. And then I'm going to do the same thing for enrollment date for my student. And admin date for my admin, and credits and degree for my student, and then business students and discipline for my business student. The next thing I need to do is get rid of this discriminator column. I don't need that property on my person entity, but we are going to use that as a condition when we start mapping in our each of our entities. Now what I need to do is go ahead and map each of these entities to that person table. So I'm just going to right-click on this and choose Table Mapping. And we can go ahead and add in the person table, and that's what I want to map my student entity to. And what I need to do is add a condition here, and I need to say where the person category equals, and I think I already told you that for a student is a person category of 1. We need to do this for each of our entities. We need to map each of our entities appropriately. And so let's do that. Let's take our instructor. Let's map them to the person table, and we'll set a condition where the person category is 2. And the admin, let's go ahead and map them to the person table and set a condition where the person category is 3. And then lastly, let's go up and map our business student, the person table, and set the person category equal to, and it's 4. And then our person, we need to set a condition and just say that the person category of 0. And as we look at this, you can see that we're pretty much ready to go. So let's go ahead and just compile this. And as you can see, our build succeeded, and so we are ready to roll. And we can now actually write some code to consume this hierarchy. So let's go over to our little program here, and let's just write a using statement. And here, let's just write a little query, var people from p in school.people, select p. Now I can iterate over these for each person. P in people. And let's just do a little console.write line. And let's just do maybe our last name, comma, first name, like we've been doing. And let's just do p.lastname and p.firstname. Now, in the event that this type is not a person, say it's a student or a business student, maybe I want to write some additional information. So as opposed to strongly typing this, let's just use some local type inference here. We'll say var p. And let's go ahead and just say if p is student. And if they're of type student, let's just go ahead and write out some student-specific information. So let's just write out maybe a couple spaces, and then we'll write out maybe their credits. And so I'm going to need to cast them to a student, and that's a P, and then let's just push out their degree. And that should be good there. And we can do the same thing in case the type is a business student. Just update this to business student. And let's go ahead and cast it to a business student, put in a couple more spaces, and then this time we'll push out maybe their discipline, which is a business student specific information. And so now you can see we're pretty much ready to go. All I need to do is to do a console.readline when we're done, and we can run this up. And we can see that given that we have some instructors and admins, all we're going to do is write out just this information for them. If that type is a person, which inherits from, a student, which inherits from person, we'll write out the student level information. And if that person is a business student, which inherits from student, we should write out both this information and this information. So let's go ahead and see how it goes. Let's run it up. And we can see we got just what we expected. You can see here I've got some, here's a business student, and this guy's an admin, so we just wrote out the admin, and these two instructors, just the instructor information, same for the admin. For our student, we wrote this just out their degree information, and then Wilson was a business student, and so we also got his discipline as well. I hope this illustrates just how simple it is to take advantage of table per hierarchy models inside of the entity framework. I can write one little additional query here. I'll show you some additional capabilities. Perhaps we just wanted to just return back, say, the two business students we had. We can call and essentially just say we just want to return those types of business student, and it's pretty much that simple. And here, maybe we just want to write out some additional information like their degree directly in line, and that would be pulling back to, and then maybe their discipline. And we can just push that directly in here, and that would be a P dot degree and P dot discipline. And then we can get rid of all of these conditions. And we can run this up. And as you see, again, pretty simple to return just the business students from our hierarchy. So we can take advantage of this hierarchy in any number of ways. And it's relatively simple to implement taking advantage of the ADO.NET Entity Framework. So I hope you enjoyed the screencast. And please look to my blog, robbagby.com, to see some more.